Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the new fish daddy, Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Hi, Ben.
How is your beta fish? How is baby gorgeous?
Doing good. He's following around a little pen, so he's playing. He's playful. Now when I come into the room, he like wags his tail at me like a little dog and comes up to the glass. It's really cute.
Yeah. Is Bueller jealous? Your dog Bueller?
Kind of. He's confused. He always thinks I'm talking to him because I don't have like a special fish voice, you know? I just talk to him like the dog. So I'm like, how are you, buddy? What are you thinking? You know, stupid voice. And so Bueller always runs in, but I'm not looking at him. So he's thinking I'm playing some kind of weird game with him, you know?
I understand.
Which I like.
Yeah.
Which I like. Every child should feel like their parent is playing a weird game with them that they don't really understand.
Yeah. I support that. Anyway, I just want to say first, baby gorgeous, hope you're having a wonderful day, our little sweet fish. Second of all, by the way, woke up to something so cool this morning, which is that we got a really lovely shout out from Andy Cohen and the ladies at Pitch Sesh on Watch What Happens, the after show last night.
Yeah.
They were talking about Bravo podcast. It was really cool. And they were just talking about the podcast community when they mentioned others like Danny Pellegrino and Bravo We're Black and
Bravo Wild Black.
Well, no, they said it was Bravo Will. No, she said they changed their name to Bravo We're Black.
Oh, they changed it?
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, I thought it was Bravo Wild Black. And then she said, Bravo We're Black. And I was like, no, it's Bravo. 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 It's just called Bravo.
Bravo,
it's
a network Bravo, called Bravo. Bravo, Bravo, fucking Bravo.
I thought they were Bravo Wild Black. Hello.
They were. The well, we can now double. Well, you double check while I do this, while I talk about this. The point is,
they've been around forever. My God, this is mortifying. Start over. Start this whole thing over.
No, I'm going to look. Either way, it was just like really, it was a really nice moment. So it was an unexpected shout out on TV. And so we, of course, also are big fans of Casey and Danielle. And I mean, I've been forever with happy endings. Are you kidding me?
Okay, they're Bravo Wild Black. That's their Insta name, but you're right. I guess they changed it because their picture says Bravo We're Black.
See?
Nice.
What a world.
You see? You know, anyway, it's the same people doing fantastic things. Kai and Aaron. So holler.
We have always said that, like, the thing with Bravo, the thing with podcasting is that a rising tide, you know, lifts all the boats.
So thanks for lifting us, tide. Okay.
So, you know, I think like it's great. Like when other podcasts do well, we all do well. And I'm not just saying that in a cheesy way. It just like always drives interest. So thanks everyone.
It's a good old fashioned trickle down. I'm just kidding. I'm just going to destroy this thing with Reaganomics. Yeah, thank you guys. And it's also crazy how many shows there are now, because I was looking over our Instagram and just looking at all the shows and all the like Bravo influencers and all the commentators and stuff. And there are so many people, and there are so many people we haven't met, embarrassingly enough. Like, we're pretty good at being like, hi. Like, we pretend this is an office job and we want to meet people at work. And we're like, hi, want to hang out? And I'm not there anymore and haven't really met a bunch of new people yet. So that's my goal for the new year. Okay. We're all going to meet and you're going to like it.
Yeah. I think that's a great goal. Hopefully we will meet a bunch of people. We do have plans in the new year to go back out on the road. We're hoping to have details and an announcement about that very, 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 very soon. but we don't have it just yet. But in the meantime, here's something I can announce. Today is a Crappens on Demand episode of Watch What Crappens, which means you don't have to just listen to us. You can actually watch us because our webcams are on right now. We're on television. Whoa. So this is very exciting. Go to patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And if you go support on the Crappens on Demand level, then you can watch us. And that will also give you access to our weekly bonus episode and our Discord server. All the great things. So again, that's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. And also, do not forget, it is the holiday season, which means that people need their gifts. And what better gift than some Watch What Crappens merchandise? Go to crappensmerch.com. You can get a whole bunch of designs, but especially the brand new ones that are Be Real and On a Healing Journey in honor of our sweet, sweet Whitney Rose. So go check
our
those out.
Sweet, sweet, dumb, dumb Whitney Rose. Yeah, so go check that out. Also, I'm doing The Moth this week at the Paramount Theater, The Moth Podcast. It's a live show. So come see it if you're in Austin. That would be great. It would be so much fun to see you, okay? Okay, let's get on with this Real Housewives of Salt Lake City episode. Episode 310, High Heels in the High Seas.
Yeah, this was a wild episode, like season two levels of wild. Wildness of just arguments shifting in the sands, just mad, pure madness. Jen Shah also just such an asshole, like so rude. I mean, she's lucky she's already going to jail because she should be sent to jail after this episode. She destroyed people's property, expensive what? Property.
Oh, the shoes.
Shoes. Yes. If yeah. I pay $1,500 for some shoes for anything, and then you just throw it into the water, it's gonna be a problem.
If you can't have shoes thrown in the water and not care about it, you're not rich enough to own those shoes in the first place.
That's
what I'm saying. Que sera, sera. Team Jen Shah.
Look at Ronnie making a pivot, just like this show, all the pivots left and right.
It really is. I mean, they're just like having a nice time, and it's like tag, you know, they're like, you're in, Heather. How dare you? You know? And then she just like goes back to having an appetizer and she's like, okay, you're at Lisa Barlow. She's like, you know, and everybody freaks out. And then they just calm down. It's a weird improv game. It's like, who's going to fight next? Your turn.
Yeah. But they really brought it this episode. I was really so proud of them. They were just all completely unhinged. I guess San Diego will just do that too, you know?
I guess. I mean, all those unhinged people in San Diego. I know San Diego people to be the calmest people of all time. I have family that lives in San Diego, and we never saw them once they moved to San Diego. And I went to visit, and my aunt didn't even come. She went to the casino instead, like to the nickel slot machines. And I was like, I was like, did I offend these people? And they're like, no, we're just so relaxed now.
We have an amazing
can't even
zoo.
Visit anybody. Yeah, we're just, that's how chill we are. You just know, like, you're always in my heart, brah.
Lulled into a tranquility by fish tacos and burritos with french fries in them.
It's all you need, you know.
That is all really. You need. So anyway, we're on the boat. We're back on this little yacht with DJ Kimmy in the basement.
Poor DJ Kimmy and her Kinko's printed Kimmy sign. I can't. Like, is that on office paper? Kimmy, come on, Kimmy. You're going to need to make more of an effort. And every time they show Kimmy in that stupid little sign, that little printed sign, she's like, she just keeps moving her hands like this. You're playing a Taylor Swift song. Why are you acting like you're mixing this song, Kimmy?
I mean, seriously, this boat is really run by people who are who have a shift later on at Guy Fieri's Flavor Town. Okay, that's basically later on they're all going to be like taking orders for like Captain Crunch chicken fingers or something. So we're on this boat, and Jen and Angie, they've had this ridiculous blow up, and so Jen is now in the process of making herself the victim of her own champagne assault. Right? Yes. And now,
I mean, how much was Jen just like our impression of Jen this whole episode? Because right. Our main thing with Jen is, now what about what I'm going through? You know, no matter what happens, no matter what Jen does to other people, the second they confront her, she goes, but what about what I'm going through? And she literally said, what about me? 10 times today. It was amazing. I was like, wow, no self-awareness at all.
unbelievable. And she's like, so she's complaining to like Heather and Meredith about Angie. And she's like, hey, you were coming at me at my most vulnerable time. Like, fuck you, Angie. She's fake as fuck. How is she coming at you? You poured champagne on her head. She was giving a house tour. She messed up a number on a doorway. And then you put champagne on her head. She's not coming for you.
Well, she did because she said, you know, she paid for Jen's party and Jen didn't, you know, she did kind of betray Jen, but Jen started it.
I was about to say, she retaliated against Jen, but she did not come for Jen.
Yes. And on Housewives, that's all you need. You know, if you're in the position where you're retaliating and you didn't start it, it's like being 5 years old. You know, you started it, the end, case closed. You know, we don't, otherwise the docket would be full all the time with cases. We have to have very clean cut rules.
Yeah. So
you started it, you're guilty.
Yes. And so this is Angie's really, this is her big moment. So she's holding court elsewhere in the boat, which is like 5 feet away because it's a tiny boat. And she's like, that was just really hurtful. I mean, it was so degrading and not even very funny. It wasn't even funny. And Lisa's like, to me, that was not funny and not in jest. I just don't see any humor in that. By the way, Lisa and Angie talking together is like gravel off. You know, it's like, I love, hi, baby gorgeous. Hi, baby gorgeous. How are you? I'm good. How are you? I'm good. I am just so degraded right now. You should feel degraded. I am degraded. You're degraded. We're both degraded.
That was not even in jest. And Dana's just watching. Like, Dana has the most bored face. She just looks so bored the whole time, and I love it. You know, she's like the Kathy of this show. And by Kathy, I mean the cartoon, not the Wookiee.
She just loves chocolate. Like, I feel like that's just the unspoken truth of it. Chocolate, chocolate, chocolate. That's all she wants on this yacht. I think actually Dana is like a sleeper agent. Like, I don't know why I get very excited when Dana comes on screen, because I feel like this might be the moment where she just destroys someone. But she hasn't done it quite yet, but I feel like she's working her way up to it.
Yeah, it hasn't really happened. Because it is a great thing in Real Housewives shows where you really get to see somebody turn on. You know, like you see the light go off inside where they're like, I finally get it. They start really riding that housewife bike, you know. She's still kind of in the shoulder, you know.
Yeah.
I think I believe in her. I really just like her hair. She's very pretty. So then Jen, Heather, and I don't mean that in like a, you're so pretty kind of a way. I mean it like, you're like damn gorgeous and I'm gonna love you. Okay. I wish I was you. Okay. So Jen, Heather, and Meredith are talking and still talking. And Jen's like, oh my God, guys, on my dad's grave. I was just trying to lighten the mood because she got so weird on the tour. I was like, could you leave your dad's grave out of this? Like, seriously? So you're such a fucking liar. Just leave your dad's grave out of it.
Yeah. And Heather's how did she get weird on the tour also? I still don't understand this whole, like, Jen is just scraping for an excuse here, trying to lighten the mood, because no one was weirded out by this house tour. I think everyone was just like going along. Everyone was fine.
Well, Heather says that she was weirded out by it because she's like, she was acting like this was her thing, and she was like taking the best room and doing all these things and not even acknowledging you. And I saw it from her immediately, and she didn't even hesitate.
Yeah, well, she goes, and Lisa, she took up for you. She didn't even hesitate. And Jen's like, everything today completely caught me by surprise. Like, this is super hurtful because I'm like, wow, she really doesn't give a fuck. She's just like everyone else. And then Jen tells us, like, I'm like really hurt right now. Like, Lisa, you didn't even give me the respect of coming to me and saying, Jen, are you okay? Like, you're over there kikiing with Angie K. I care about you, Lisa. And Lisa, you basically shit on me. What? What? Lisa's supposed to come up and make sure you're okay after you poured champagne on Angie K's head.
She's so crazy. And even the music knows it, you know? The music just goes, burr. I love that one. That's my favorite musical cue on this show. Just a simple, burr, burr. So back to Angie K. She's like, I feel at times like I'm being used. And she's charged with something where she's accused of conning people out of their money. And she says she's not guilty, and I'm choosing to believe that. But somehow I got conned into paying this entire event. And if you want to pay someone back, you pay them back. But me, I know what she's going through, and I'm trying to be compassionate, and I have the money anyway. And you know what I thought? I'm going to let it go. Could I have had two horses for my daughter? Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Let's show a picture of the second horse. Okay.
Let's show Electra.
Electra's horse number two.
Electra, are you ready, Electra? This is your moment. So but I really don't know why Angie K is not a Real Housewife. She has a daughter named Electra, for crying out loud. I mean, we could have had scenes of Electra. You know, I feel like Electra has a British accent, even though there's no reason why she should. But I just
Electra like... does. She does. And she's like punk rock too. She comes in like, may I have some cereal? Mother!
I feel like Electra is like Portia in A Fish Called Wanda. Remember like John Cleese's awful daughter?
No, sorry. I'm too young for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't get that Mother. Reference.
Mother, I want another horse. I want another horse right now.
That's Electra. So Angie's like, I've known Jen since forever, but lately Jen has been very toxic. And I'm not sure the ladies are seeing this or they are willing to keep coming back for more. I'm not going to do that. I have too much self-respect for the next right. 30 minutes.
Please. Yeah. You're a Real Housewife of Salt Lake City, okay? You're like shooting your diary room session like in your butler's pantry. Give me a break. So Whitney's like, it was very inspiring to see you be very honest and real. Because I felt like that's what I'm trying to do with Heather, and I'm really proud of you for speaking up. And Whitney immediately tries to take it back to her own fight, you know?
Yeah, she
and
tries
Andy
so
just
hard.
Ignores her. And she's like, but this is part of me that's hesitant to say what I feel, because I know I could set her off or I could trigger her. When are you, since when? You haven't shut up since you got on this show, you know? And I'm on your side in this, but you've been trying to get in the middle of fights the whole time. If anything, you should be sitting there writing a goddamn thank you card to Jen Shah for giving you something to do.
I'm on eggshells with her. I'm literally on eggshells. Like, why? You've been friends with her for 20 years and you're still on eggshells. I mean, at a certain point, you just got to step on the eggs and move on, you know?
Yeah.
So Lisa's like, no one wants to be in a friendship hostage situation, okay? It's like, no one wants to be in a friendship where you're tied to a pole in the middle of your school, okay? That's basically what you're in right now.
So Dana's like, but then why haven't you guys said anything to her? And Lisa says, there are friends that I love. And you know what? I know I'm not going to get anything in return, but I put up with that because I love them.
Dana's like, but when's enough enough? I mean, you got to find balance. This is not healthy. And then she basically is saying, like, I think the girls are just like intimidated with Jen, and like, I don't like her behavior, and I don't like how she talks to people. And if she can talk to her friends like that, then she'll probably talk to me like that, actually. Yeah.
Yep. And you know what's so funny? Not really. Not so far, because Jen, she stood up to Jen, and Jen is just steering clear. You know,
I think Jen senses that Dana is not, it's like not going to work with Dana. So she doesn't really even care. Not to care, but she doesn't even try it, you know?
So Meredith's like, well, as the CEO of Vine, who's fucked half of New York City, let's go downstairs and have some fun. A girl went to Kinko's and printed Kimmy on poster board. Who are we to say now? Am I right, girls?
Can we turn up now? So then Angie goes, well, thank you guys for pulling me out of my funk. I really appreciated that quite a bit. And so now the girls go downstairs, and Whitney's like,
this is my turn up. Wait, this is my turn up crew. Yeah.
We can be sweet and we can be bitches, but at the end of the day, I'm the master of the house 24601.
Like, shut up, Whitney. It's time to twerk. Kimmy's spinning. And then it cuts to Kimmy like doing that thing where she's holding one ear and then just moving her hand above the record like this.
Yeah.
Like, Kimmy, you know, we can see the record. Okay, we can see that you're not touching it, Kimmy. God, this is not a stage show, Kimmy.
Kimmy, you are not remixing Boom Boom Boom. Everybody say wayo, wayo. Okay.
I used to live in a brick house. What a creative song, can I?
I'm a super freak.
So Heather's like shaking her butt on the ladder and then humping Meredith, and they're trying to, you know, convey fun.
Yeah.
And Jen's like, I need to get a drink if I'm going to deal with these bitches. So she goes downstairs, but all the other ladies gather and they're like having fun. And then Jen comes up on the side with her drink and she's like, I'm here. And it just gets like awkward. And so then Whitney's like, Jen.
Jen, I've been waiting to do this all day for you. Look, Jen.
And then she does a handstand split twerk thing in the air.
She basically turned herself into a field goal post.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unemployment calls Justin like at the same time, purely by coincidence, I'm sure. And it's like, sir, we're cutting off your unemployment. You've been fired from unemployment.
So. Fired. So Lisa's like, come on. Hey, Jen, dance. Come on, dance, you guys. We're having fun. Come on, seriously. They're like really trying to show that they're having such a fun time, but they're all just kind of like, it looks like it's like a display of wind chimes, like things just sort of spinning in the air, you know? Or it's like you go, like when you go to like Sharper Image and they got weird gadgets that are like spinning, like sort of like undulating, you know? And it's like, get this, it's decor, it moves on its own. It looks like a triangle, but it's also swirling, you know? That's what they're
like.
Yeah,
I got one of those wind chime things one time, but it wasn't metal, it was wood. I got it from Home Goods. And then whenever the wind blows, and it's like, it looks like little logs. And when the wind blows, it's like.
Yeah. It's not like a chime. It's more just like hollow
trash
wood. Clunky.
Yeah. That's what this cast is like.
They're sort of like, they kind of dance like those things you put on your like, on your dashboard. And you can like press a button and they go like, you know.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
And Jen is sitting there in her half turban thing, trying to be a diva, but nobody's giving her attention. And somebody's like, well, Jen, you should dance too. And Lisa's like, yeah, Jen, let's go. Let's have fun, Jen. Let's have fun. And Jen's like, I have been having fun. Tell these bitches to bring it. And Lisa's like, what are you saying? I mean, if you have a problem, talk to me. Talk to me about. And she's like covering her ears like they're in the middle of this like loud dance club. You know, there's no music playing. Kimmy's just moving her hand above the record. It's nothing playing.
They're not allowed to play music because it gets in the way with post, you know? So Jen's like, I said everything to your face. And so Lisa like comes down to her, is like squatting. And there's like a really strange visual composition going on in the scene because you have Lisa and Jen kind of squatting at the front of this. They're at the front of the boat. Is that the bow? That's the bow, I think, the stern. After all these years of below deck, I still don't know. I'm like, whatever. So they're at the front, but then everyone else is dancing strangely behind them. And it's so small that you kind of feel like at any moment, half of them are going to fall off the boat, you know? So it's like a high wire act, but of like Real Housewives. So Lisa's like, why are you acting like you're mad at me? I've done nothing to you. And she's like, be consistent, okay? You expect me to be consistent with you, but you're inconsistent with me. Like, she's not your fucking friend. But you're like, do your thing, girl. Do your thing, girl.
But it's not even mine. And Jen gets up, but then she just moves 2 feet in front and sits back down. Like, she doesn't. She has nowhere to go. It's a tiny boat,
right?
So she's like, I'm going to walk up. Never mind. I'm exhausted. I'm just going to still sit here. So she sits back down, and she's like, I'm good. I'm good. And Lisa is trying to get in her space, but Jen won't let her. And she's like, you're not doing this, Jen. And she's like, listen, I don't give a fuck. I'm dealing with things bigger than this right now, Lisa. And I just start screaming at each other. Lisa's like, don't do this. I'm your friend.
And then Jen goes, then be a good friend, okay? Because I did this shit with Angie Harrington, you'd be livid. And the music just goes, boom. It was like all of a sudden Inception music.
Yes.
Like everything's like light. It's like, boom.
And it continues. Lisa goes, what am I doing wrong?
You
just saw what she did to me and she's going to do the same to you.
It's like... I'm expecting the Batmobile to just and Christian Bale to come like zooming across the water like they're just in the middle of a Christopher Nolan
so
Dark
funny.
Knight. So
and
then,
now she's like slapping Lisa's hand away because Lisa's like, we're friends. And she keeps slapping her hands away and then she pushes her away. Man, on any other show, you would get your ass thrown off the boat. How dare you, ma'am? Keep your fucking hands to yourself. Okay.
Yeah.
And so Jen's like, don't expect me to have your back then. Don't. Please, somebody name one time where Jen has ever had her back or anyone's back.
Anyone's
ever.
Back. Literally, not even Stew Chains. So Lisa's like, listen. And Jen goes, no, don't you dare do that. Go do that. Don't do that, Jen. Fuck this shit. And then she's like, I need a prop. So there's like a sad carrot. There's like a crudité tray from the supermarket. And she's like, and she like throws it overboard. But it's like a very non-dramatic throw because like the top sort of like floats off and then like there's scattered carrots. It's just like not like I think she was going for like a New Jersey moment, but it just was sort of this sad moment of littering in the ocean. And then everyone's just like, huh. And Whitney's like, don't throw things in the water, Jen.
Yeah. Everyone's
like, it's not a very impactful scene.
Don't make the dolphins get stuck in the carrots. That's litter, Jen.
Jen, yeah, everyone's like, oh my God, this show's going to be nothing without Jen Shaw. Good riddance, okay? Her act is so fucking old. Nobody even cares that she threw the, you know, Ralph's fucking crudité overboard. Nobody cares.
Cauliflower bites, you know? Like, she both, you know, and this is typical Jen Shaw. She's both feeding the fish with the crudités, but also killing them with the plastic, like hitting them both ends.
And then, like, looking down at the water and going, what about what I'm going through?
What about me, Trout? What about me, Salmon?
Or whatever fish are down there in San Diego. Neither of which.
What about me, Mahi Mahi?
No one's been more overfished than me.
You think I'm not sustainably fished? I'm sustainable.
So then Lisa's like, don't, you can't throw food, John. And she's like, I can throw whatever the fuck I want. And she goes, hey, listen, I'm going to follow you. Stop. So Lisa thinks that she's going to do this thing where she's going to be like the runaway bunny thing. Like, it doesn't matter where you run to, Jen, on this yacht. I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here. And we all know this is a losing strategy.
Yes. So then it cuts to Whitney twerking really embarrassingly. God, Bravo. Is twerking dead yet? Because Bravo, I feel like it's an Agatha Christie story where everybody takes a stab at it. You know, it's like every show on air is taking a stab at the twerk. It's got to be dead soon, right?
Yeah, I feel like so. She's twerking. Summer House Carl's going to be twerking on Summer House. Hey guys, take a look. I'm going to twerk.
So yeah, she's twerking, and then Dana is spanking her awkwardly, and then the captain's like, "Girls, you can't be there."
They're like, sorry. Sorry, Captain.
So back to Jen yelling and screaming. You don't come back. I had your back when nobody else did. Finger in face. Nobody had your back. Nobody had your back. Nobody had your back. And nobody has ever had her back. Okay. And Heather is saying, oh my God, whose Chanels are these? These are great.
Did she have your back? Did she have your back? Did she have your back?
Hey,
did
Kimmy have your back? Stop being a bitch to me, okay? I did nothing to you. I did nothing. This is fucked up. I'm here. I've been your friend. And Heather goes, and Heather's trying to intervene and be like, stop.
Hold on. I have to start Lisa crying.
I stood up for you. When did Jen stand up for Lisa?
So now Jen's in Lisa's face again screaming, but now Lisa's screaming back and she's doing her Barlow cry. And she's like, John, say you're my friend. Say you're my friend, John. Just say it. And she tells us, this is emotional manipulation. You make everyone else feel the worst friends in the world when you're the one doing fucked up stuff. Like, stop saying, you know, have my back. I need to know who's real. You're the fake one. You're as fake as your face, your boobs, your ass, everything.
Yeah. And then we got back to Jen sobbing, and she's like, and Heather's like, okay, Jen, take a deep breath because, you know, I know you've never been ambushed like this before. I'm like, what? Where did they, Jen?
No one is ambushing Jen.
She was literally like Homeland Security and the FBI pulled her over on the side of the road. That's like the biggest ambush one could have in their life.
She still was an ambush. She still escaped that. She even escaped being ambushed by the feds. You know? Wow.
Yeah. So I think then, that like there Jen are bigger like, ambushes no one, than Angie. Yeah.
Yeah. Jen whines. No one knows what I'm going through. And she's like, don't let him see you cry, John. Don't let him see you cry.
What? She's not in a corporate like meeting right now. Okay. And Jen has cried so much on this show. So Heather's like, you know what? If you're Jen's friend, you know she's been embarrassed enough throughout this year. Okay. And I don't think Jen Shaw is a saint, but I would never kick someone when they're down. I'm like, well, you should see what Jen's doing because that's literally all she would ever do. She's literally
Jen will trip your ass until you're down and then rob you while you're down. Okay?
She will kick you while you're down. She will kick you while you're down and then sell you a website that says, hey, do you want to make a website about being down and kicked? Here you go.
She will kick you until you're down and then continue kicking you while you're down and then take your damn money. Okay.
She will.
And it'll be some subscription plan. So it's just going to keep going every month.
I can't believe she didn't actually even just call up the people she scammed and said, I can't believe you fell for that. You're stupid.
What about what I'm going through? So, Heather's like, yeah, you know, if you're Jen's friend, you know she's been embarrassed enough this year. And I don't think Jen Shaw is a saint. Oh, you already said that. So I just wrote, you're such a good person, Heather. Wow, you're a really good person. So she's like, what happened? What are you mad about? And Jen's like, Lisa's been all cuddled up with Angie this whole time. And Heather's like, yeah, I saw that. Because Heather just needs people to stop yelling at her for one trip. So she's right. going to support whatever she can support that takes the focus off of her.
Well, Heather has this weird fetish about being a ride or die to Jen. Like, it's like, it doesn't matter what Heather thinks and feels, as long as she is seen as a ride or die to Jen, because I think that that's what matters the most, because I think she anticipates having an argument with Jen and she can say, see, look, I was your ride or die. So this is all just for, this is all friendship on spec for an argument that's going to happen. So yes. Angie's like, I'm sorry, because now I feel responsible. I feel responsible for all this today. And Lisa goes, no, you're not responsible. I'm not responsible. You're not responsible. I'm not responsible. You're not responsible. I'm not. Are you sure I'm not? You're not. They just become the same person. And Dana's like,
what just happened? Kimmy, could you give Dana a tab of something? I mean, Jesus Christ. Could you light the fuck up a little bit? So Dana, yeah, what just happened? And Lisa's like, oh, we need to talk about it. You guys are exhausting. You guys are literally exhausting me. So then Jen, cut to Jen talking to Whitney and Jen and Heather. And Jen's like, I'm going to jump in the water. That's it. And Whitney goes, wait, can I get you a life jacket first?
Yeah. And then Jen and Heather start doing shots. And then Whitney's like,
they are so codependent. They have pendants. No, they are copies. How do you say it?
Christopher Nolan's like, I don't want to hear the rest of her sentence. Let's just add a bwom, please.
Whitney trying to figure out a word. The world starts melting around us all.
Yeah, that is one of the most hypercritical, combative, unhealing relationships I've ever seen.
And so back to Dana. She's like, you guys are going at each other for no reason. And Lisa's like, It's not no reason. I am not playing games where if I talk to you and you and you, I'm being a bad friend. I'm not doing that.
So then Whitney is like,
but the point is, you have to take accountability to what you say and what you do.
And so Meredith is there. Meredith is like, okay, well, this is the closest I can get to having a dog in this race, so I think I might exit this conversation now. See you all later.
Whitney keeps showing up in every fight and trying to make it about herself. It's so funny. And Dana's like, what's wrong with her? And Whitney's like,
it's because she knows she came to my house and started talking about you, and that's the whole problem. And Meredith is like, I don't think I need a lecture from Whitney about accountability. She tried to blame these rumors started by Angie on me. I don't have time for your little lecture right now, little girl.
And then we get the clip of Mary going, you can go, little girl.
I'm so glad they put that. They just found a way to put Mary into this episode, which, like, I was happy. Like, let's just, you know, Mary doesn't have to come back to the show, like we said earlier this week. Mary just has to be present in flashbacks, and I'll be happy. Like, I'll feel her chaos.
I need her back. I mean, come on. Yeah, we can forgive everybody else. Like, so Mary has a cult. Big deal. Who doesn't? You know?
Exactly.
Stop being jealous. Let her back.
Yeah, hello. I mean, if you're in SoulCycle, then you should be down with Mary, right? Because that means you're down with cults. So Heather's like, everyone's like, hey, wait a second. So Heather is a random.
If you find yourself commenting in the Ozempic subreddit, you're in a cult. Leave Mary alone.
So sorry, Heather is me. Like,
I was like, does this work? How much does this cost? $2,000 a month? Are you kidding? I could hire a hooker to come over here and move my arms up and down until I lost 3 pounds a month. $2,000 a month. Fuck
it. We're saying it loud.
So sorry, I forgot what we were talking. Where cults. Are we? What day is this?
We are on a healing journey. So Heather goes, He goes, hey, let's throw Angie's purse into the water just to teach her a lesson. Let's throw it at the ocean. So Jen's like, okay. So she starts reaching. She's like, I'm kidding, Jen Shaw. Jen Shaw. Jen Shaw. Jen Shaw. I'm totally kidding. Heather knew that she was going to plant that idea into Jen's head.
Yeah, of course. And Jen's like, are these shoes yours? Oh, well, bah! And she throws a shoe overboard. And Meredith is like, I don't have shoes for my house. And she's like, I don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows whose shoes those were. Who did that?
Or, did you notice by chance if they were of the Ash Cash Bagash brand?
No.
Okay, good. So that means that Brooksy has his feet on. His shoes on his feet. Okay, good.
And Heather's like, yeah, well, these are my girl Whitney Rose's shoes, so I'm going to save these. Because now she's, I guess this is her attempt to make up with Whitney. Weird. So then the producer is like, someone's shoes are floating out there, guys. Just shoes in the ocean.
The producers are like, we probably can't stand by and let this, slash, like, it's probably irresponsible for us to not tell them. Also, it'll be fun to see what happens when they react. So they're just all, the other women are sitting downstairs. The producer tells them, by the way, shoes are floating. And Lisa, in like half a second, stands up and goes, oh my God, I hope they're not my Saint Laurent ones. Oh my God.
Not to be insensitive to anyone else, but I hope those aren't my shows that went over because they're limited edition pre-order YSL shoes that are really hard to get right now.
Yeah, as opposed to Whitney's DSL shoes that are literally designed by a DSL company. They were designed by Telecom.
I got these at Verizon.
I was just trying to get faster internet, but they sent me these shoes.
They're just the booties for walking around the Verizon factory.
Aren't they chic?
Also, those shoes are $1,150. Fuck off. There are starving people in the world. What is wrong with you guys?
Well, so maybe someone will find those shoes and sell them on eBay and make up. Then they can donate that money to hungry people.
Yeah. So someone hungry is doing laps somewhere. Yeah, maybe they can eat a.
It's not that Jen was
Saint Laurent.
Yeah, it's not that Jen was throwing shoes overboard. She was donating them. And the donation bin, was the ocean. It's just someone has to go in and collect.
So then, 1 hour earlier, Whitney's like, wow, look at you with your 9-inch heels. And Lisa's like, you cannot get butter on them. I cannot ruin them. I do not want these messed with. She's like, then why would you bring them on a boat?
I can't really answer that question because it has a little bit too much logic than I was expecting from you, Whitney. So Angie's like, okay, well, she's looking for her shoes, right? And she's like, well, I'm not going to blame it on you, Jen, but it sounded like some things were going overboard. And Jen goes, on fucking accident, because Jen's like denying that anything. Jen's just acting like, oh, I don't know, like, I didn't see anything go over. And then when Angie's like, fine, I'm not going to blame you. But definitely something went overboard. And she's like, it wasn't me. And then, of course, they just show her blatantly throwing it.
This woman, like, who no one touched your shoes, Angie. No one touched your shoes.
And when he says, Heather said they're in the water. And so Jen's like, you can blame me if you want to. I mean, I guess I'm going to get blamed for this. Another thing that I'm going to get blamed for.
Like
it was you.
It was you. This is, like, really bad for your court case. If you're trying to show that you're a reliable... Like what you say, your testimony is true, when you're just blatantly lying over something stupid like this, it's not going to be good.
That's Jen. So, Angie's like, those shoes were $1,500. I just bought those. And Jen's like, fine, I guess I'll just go swim home. Nobody cares. I'll get some exercise.
Like, she's making herself the victim to destroying someone's $1,500 shoes. So now they all get into the sprinter van, and the choir is just like out of control. The choir's like, like, I think that like someone has a gun to the back of these singers, and it's like, like this choir is both singing and also walking to an ATM to give money to a mugger.
I think that little computerized synthesized choir is just so bored because they've done every version of a gospel song, or a gospel, I guess that's not the right word, a Mormon song. I don't know. Is it gospel still? I don't know. That's another episode. But whatever it is, like, they've done enough choral arrangements and now they're just playing things that shouldn't even be played by the choir sound. You know, like, you have to change this. You can't just use the choirs. It's like,
is that Super Mario? I mean, I wouldn't mind a gospel crossover. Like, Kirk Franklin leads the Salt Lake City haha choir. That would be kind of fun. Doing Super Mario. So.
So Heather's like, they all go back on the van. The music's going crazy. Jen falls asleep. And Heather's like, tonight is like Weekend at Bernie's night. I'm just going to put her in an Aloha dress and move her hips back and forth.
One could only hope it would be as chill as that.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Jen just like passes out in the van. And Dana is telling us, I feel like Heather's a little bit different when she's face to face with Jen. She's like, she shared something a little different with me at the bakery. Beaumont, my favorite bakery in all of Salt Lake City. So then we get a flashback of Heather last week being like, I feel like, you know, with Jen, like, I consider my friendship with Jen, but she doesn't consider her friendship with anyone when you talk to her. And I am done. I am disgusted. I'm devastated. I'm horribly devastated by it.
Yeah, and she's like, yeah, Heather wants Jen to think she's her ride or die, but she's not really being honest with herself. Dun, dun, dun. So they get back. They all get out of the car, except they leave Jen there because, you know, she won't move. So she just stays in the fetal position while everybody else is getting ready. We see the time moving. It's 4:06, 4:57, 5:03, 5:09, 5:15.
Some cameraman had to sit there.
4:30 again. It's going back in time now. 7:15. 6:12.
Breaking all the rules of time and space.
Christopher Nolan directs Jen's nap. First of all, the cameraman had to sit there and record her while she napped for that time. And also, did Amber, the driver, had to stay there while Jen was there? Because Amber was like, hey, you okay? Mm-hmm. You okay? I'm just going to try to get to Happy Hour Pacific Beach before it's too late. No? Okay.
Yeah. So she gets up and she's like, I'm ready to go now. Aloha, right? I'm hosting dinner tonight. It's about love and fun. So I need to snap out of it. And I need to look cute, which obviously I'm going to look cute. Who are you? My God. I thought you were medicated.
She's psychotic. So now Heather's FaceTiming Angie Harrington, who's just like been waiting at her phone for 36 hours. Like, they're going to call soon, Chris.
It's like, Erie, call Angie. Hello? Whoa, I didn't even finish the sentence to Erie. But hi.
Yeah,
Heather, just picked up. How's it going over there? Is it going good? How's it going with the girls? Anybody mad at you? Who are you fighting with? What's that about?
Tell me more. Did Jen Shaw fight by the shore?
Tell me more. Does he have a car? Tell me more. Did he get very far?
I wish I knew more lyrics to that song. So then Heather.
Summer loving. We had a blast.
Oh, well.
Summer loving happens so fast. every time you try and talk, I'm just going to keep singing Summer Loving.
I feel like that would be how Angie would sing it, just in like bits and pieces over someone else talking. Ma'am, I'm here to talk about your mortgage. Summer Lovin' got me so good. I can't even do it theoretically because I don't know the lyrics. So so Heather's like, I just really, really, really wish you were here, you know? You know, Angie's just like, she's pure fun and without any of the drama, except that she seems to have a lot of drama around her. And I can trust her and let loose with her, you know? And we can talk about things like the time we went to Norway and didn't let her get on camera, you know?
Are you having fun, Heather? Tell me more. And Heather's like, well, there has been drama. Oh my God, what happened? What happened? Happened so fast? Did you have a blast?
Let me guess. Mm-hmm, was it Jen and Dana? Was it Jen and Dana? No, you're never going to believe it. Okay. Was it Jen and Lisa? No, you'll never believe it. Jen and Meredith? No. You got one more guess. Jen and Lisa? You guessed that one already. Was Jen and her co-host? And who's her co-host? Is it Lisa? Are you following?
Is it Kelly Ripa? It's Kelly Ripa, isn't it? She's like, no,
TJ. Wanky. TJ and his co-anchor. No, that's not even our show.
So the two were screaming at me, and now they're screaming at each other. Are you cool with Jen now? Are you cool with Jen? And she's like, well, I was upset at first, but, you know, my relationship with her is like we turn up and we have a good time, and I just don't have any expectations of her, you know, except for about 11 to 14. So,
so Angie's like, well, you know, I just want you to watch yourself because at the end of the day,
you'll get nothing for nothing. Nothing for nothing. That's the way that for the life of the poor. Are you mixing Les Miserables and Grease?
Tell me more. Was he the master of his house? Tell me more. Did you dream my dream? Tell me more.
Was the fight really loud? Tell me more. Was there a castle on a cloud?
Tell me more. I feel pretty. Now you're just doing West Side Story in there.
Tell me more. Okay, when we hit cats, you're done. I'm getting off of this call.
Tell me more. Why, God? Now that's you're doing Miss Saigon. We don't even have a helicopter here.
So Heather, tell me more. Is the heat on in Saigon?
Tell me more. Is it the last midnight?
So let's go to Lisa talking to John. So she's like, hi, John. And he's like, hi, I just emptied the dishwasher. She's like, oh my God, John, that's nuts. Today's been crazy. John threw Angie's $1,500 shoes in the water and Jen pushed me. Physically? Yeah, I mean, it's annoying. Whatever, I still have my shows. It's just like,
He goes, I'm sick of that. Yeah, I'm sick of it too. It was not right of her. No. I'm sick of when you put a spoon in the dishwasher and it still has crud on it. Just happened as we're talking. I have to run this cycle again.
Man, if the food can do this to a spoon, imagine what it's doing to your gallbladder.
John, did you just use the whole dishwasher for one spoon again?
Yeah.
Tell me no more. Oh my God, it's going to take us. Tell me no more. did John push you physically?
So Lisa's like, yeah, whatever. And she tells us Jen has done nothing but talk shit about Heather for the past few weeks, and now they're all buddy buddy. And then we get a clip of her fat outfit of chef fucking husband's gonna feed you and put you on a yacht, bitch.
Yeah.
And Lisa's like, you know, this is crazy. Like, now they're best friends. This is crazy town.
And John's like, you just have to be like a wooden spoon in a whirlpool dishwasher. Just remove yourself, okay? Because if Jen goes sideways, just let her go and don't get involved.
Well, glad to see that Jen can still have a glam team. So she's in there with a glam team and like 10 wigs. And,
the only one, by the way, I think. She's the only one with glam.
Yeah, the wigs she stole off the old people. And then we go to Lisa, and people start gathering in the kitchen, basically. And Lisa's like, I am starving. I need protein and a vegetable. And Whitney doesn't get. She's like, you need protein and a vegetable?
For what? To eat. Oh. So then Whitney's like, today we had a diet of champions. Champagne, maybe a few shots of tequila, champagne. Can someone stop her? Champagne.
So Angie comes in and is complimenting the purse, and Lisa's like, just got it. And everyone starts coming down. So Jen comes down with a houseplant in her head and like a fan, and she's like, ladies, I have a surprise for you. which is terrifying coming from Jen. This is a woman who was just screaming and yelling at everybody all day long and throwing their belongings off of a boat. Who's like just walking in now, like, hi!
Yeah. Surprise! And she has drummers in the backyard and they all start drumming, so it startles all the women. And Angie K is like, oh my God, I thought there was an earthquake. I thought this was an earthquake happening right now. A big earthquake. I was like, do your earthquakes come with like rhythmic sounds and fire dancers? I don't know.
No, but as we've already seen, this guest doesn't really understand rhythm. I mean, you're going to put these people in a drum party? Please don't do this to us. No one deserves this.
Yeah, so it's our second fire dancing on Bravo this week. Because the first one, of course, was in Miami, where a guy was swirling fire for Karen Huger, and she was getting turned on. And Angie, of course, they're all it's a really cool thing. It's, you know, dancers, fire, drums, and Angie K is like, "This is such a beautiful backdrop for them." Like, okay, you're okay. Yes, fine.
Still taking credit.
I did this.
You're welcome for the backdrop dancers. Wow.
The fire dancers are amazing.
You know what? Be careful with this fire. This is my friend's house.
Be careful. You're going to be in room 6. Okay. The fire dancers are amazing. The sad thing is I'm going to have to pull them aside after and let them know they're probably not going to get paid. Burn.
So they're like wooing and stuff. And then Whitney's shimmying. She's like, I want to dance like that. Please stop. Okay. So then Jen thanks them and she's like, oh my God, this means so much to me. You guys were so beautiful. Now could you teach a lady some moves? Okay, I have your Venmo. Okay, I've got it. Okay, let's learn some moves. And then, you know, the wooden wind chimes from the front yard start. It's like,
I know. Yeah, it's like if you took a branch and decided to flush it down the toilet, it's like watching a branch sort of spin around and then just sort of stop. You know, that's them doing these dances. And Meredith is like, oh my gosh, twerking, dancing like Hawaiian dancers, all this stuff. I was not cut out for this, okay? I forgot to take my mommy and me class with Brooksy on how to do Hawaiian dancing. I'm a 50-year-old lady with no hips, no butts, and giant shoulder pads. What do you want from me? I'm doing the best that I can.
So now they sit for dinner. It's a traditional Polynesian dinner, and there's a roasted pig, you know, so I hate them all. And then Heather's like, that was so incredible, Jen. They're like, buddy, buddy. She's like, thanks, guys, thanks. And then guess what Jen does? My favorite thing that Jen does. She whips out that fucking bullhorn. That's it. I've had it. Go to prison already. I can't take this anymore. I've like tried to calm down about you this year, but that fucking bullhorn again, I can't. You're dead to me. You're dead to me. Okay. You're a Netflix show to me. You're dead to me. Dead.
You're like network TV to me. You're dead. So then Jen she's like, some people don't know how to have fun up in here. We have the fun police. So here come some strippers. And Lisa's like, oh my God, I can't. We can't do this. And Jen's like, we're not in Utah anymore, bitches. Strippers at the dinner? This isn't a snack. This is like the whole entire meal. And Heather's like, this is quite ironic. The last time I was this close to cops, I thought they were strippers. And they turned out to be federal agents.
That is pretty funny. So no one's really into the strippers. They like just sit at the table and look at each other like, oh God, strippers. Yeah. And Jen's just going, let's go, ladies! And no one's moving. And so finally Whitney's like, I'll make an effort because these poor guys are here to work and we're treating them like they're hideous, you know?
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm married with 2 kids. Come give me a dance. And so, of course, this is just for her to like sexy dance. Stripper's like, great. So I'll just stand over here then.
Hold the ring light.
The strippers get a phone call. Hi, I'm sorry. We saw what you were doing on TV with Whitney. Unfortunately, you're fired.
So I come dance for me. I was like, why is she standing on her head and twerking?
So Lisa's like, ah, I can't even. Like, all I'm thinking about is how germ covered they are. Like, I want Clorox wet wipes. The only person I want to see naked right now is John Barlow. I just wish they cut to John Barlow with his dishwasher just staring at it running. Yeah.
I just emptied the dishwasher.
He's like, hey, Lisa, just calling to let you know, dishwasher's on the rinse cycle now. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Oh, gosh. So, yeah, Lisa is not into it. The strippers leave, and Meredith is like, you didn't do anything to warrant a citation. It's supposed to be a violation of one. And Whitney's like, well, still. There were a lot of things today that weren't fun, like when Meredith came to my house and started, all right, Whitney. So they're trying to pretend they're having fun, but they're not, right? Heather's right. Like, I mean, let's cheers to fun CEO. What are we going to implement for fun?
And Angie is, she's taking part of the time-honored tradition of drinking something angrily at the end of the table. Like, I'm still very angry and things have not been addressed, so I'm going to drink very angrily so people can see. Look, I am looking down while sipping this very slowly right now.
And I like that they're helping each other as the new cast members. It's like, so, Dana, what is your first girls' trip like so far? Go ahead. Do it. You can do it. You gotta believe me. I'm watching you. Oh, she's like pulling out her phone and taping her. I've got this. Yeah. I've got you.
So Dana's like, I think the experience has been great so far, but I feel like the energy is off, like something is off and we need to address it. And you all know that Jen and I got into a little argument last week, and I feel like you are not very nice to some of the girls. And Jen's like, like who? And Dana goes, well, to Angie Harrington, I think the way that you approached, well, she basically is saying like you weren't nice to Angie Harrington. And Jen gives her a look. That's like Angie Harrington. This is the one area where Jen is slightly justified, because Angie's
100% justified. I can't believe this, Dana. I thought you had sense, Dana. That was the whole thing. It's like Dana's quiet, but she doesn't have a lot of fillers and she doesn't dye her hair and she makes sense. Okay, now we have to take the make sense out of this equation, because what the fuck are you talking about? You're standing up for Angie Harrington, whose husband made a fake account to troll somebody online hatefully? Really? That's who you're going to stand up for? Sorry,
but you lose. But counterpoint, it is really fun watching Jen being confronted with Jen logic, right? Because that would be a Jen thing to say.
It is.
So that's why Jen's kind of confused, you know?
Yeah, and Jen is confused. And actually, all the regulars are looking at her like, are you kidding? Why are you talking, you know? Because Dana starts to sing like, yeah, well, me and Jen got into an argument last week. Not really. She screamed at you on the phone for less than 20 seconds and refused to give you any airtime. And have you seen what's happened today? Like, How does that compare to anything today? But anyway, you know, audition season continues.
Yeah, audition season continues. And she pivots away from that. I think she realizes pretty quickly that's not the right path. So then she goes, no, I mean, from my point of view, at the choir auditions, you were yelling at someone and getting in someone's face. And then Angie was trying to tell you something. And then you told her to shut the fuck up. And she's supposed to be your best friend. So I'm watching you talk to your friends that way. And it made me feel uncomfortable. And then, I don't know, Heather. I mean, you know how I felt. You know how I felt. And Heather was like, what? What did I say?
Yeah.
What did I do?
Like, wait a minute. I haven't been yelled at today. Why are you making this about me? She goes, yeah, well, come on, Heather. Come on. And she goes, I know. And what did I say to you? I said, you have to talk to her because I'm not her translator and I'm not her keeper either. She goes, yeah, but you told me that if Jen gave you an ultimatum, that you would not be friends with her no more.
Yeah.
And it's like, done.
And everyone starts looking around the table. They're all like shifty eyes. Like, who goes next? Who wants in next? Who wants to jump in?
And you see Jen, she just shrugs like, what the hell is going on? And do I even give this girl airtime? You know? And so then we see the clip of her saying, you're telling me if I can be friends with her, Angie Harrington? Oh, no, Heather. Whatever. The ultimatum. We all remember. Yeah. So Angie's like, what that man did was absolutely wrong. And then promising to publicly post an apology to Jen, but then relinquishing that. I'm not sure what that word means, but I've heard it on Law and Order, and so I'm going to say it now. Relinquish. Everybody suck on that for a minute. Relinquish that.
Yeah, that was actually Heather who said that, and Heather was basically saying, like, she was basically saying, like, no, I think it's terrible what Chris did, but I'm still going to be friends with Angie. And so Dan was like, well, you knew why she couldn't do the public apology. And, like, she spoke to her legal team and they advised her not to do it. So now at this point, and we see a flashback that where Angie basically says that they talked to their team and they said, don't do it. So
oh, then she's ridiculous. She goes, yeah. Chris said we need to run by this by the attorney, and so we did run it by the attorney and our PR people.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Did you call Variety too?
I know. Just in case their high profile Forbes 500 business is impacted by this. Wouldn't want that to happen. So then Dana's like, well, because basically Dana says she didn't, they rescinded the apology because they don't want to have any association with you, Jen. So then Jen is now like really mad, you know?
Yeah, it's Jen like association with me, but I didn't do anything to them. They made the account and that's what they need to apologize for. And Dana's like, yeah, well, we explained to her that she needs to explain it to you and she didn't do that. Okay, so what are you doing here? Who are you standing up for here? Because you're just saying now that you tried to tell Angie that she was wrong. Pick a side. I'm tired.
Well, yeah, I think she's a little unfocused, but I'm down for it because it's making everyone crazy, you know? Because she's basically like, it started off like, Jen, I don't like the way you speak to people. And then it went to, and Heather, you said you didn't like Jen. So why are you being like nice to Jen? And then it turned into, oh, and the other thing is, by the way, Jen, Angie Harrington doesn't want to be associated with you. So she's just kind of like carpet bombing. And just seeing what sticks, you know?
Yeah. So Heather's like, well, what I said was settle the score. And she's like, yeah, but I remember you said that she didn't need to do a public apology. And Heather's like, and Jen just gives it a look. And Heather says, I said public apology is ridiculous because you'll be admitting to a horrible, indefensible thing that no one in the world is ever going to forgive you for. And Dana's like, yeah. And then we get a tss.
And then Jen hears like just enough to realize that she has an in to get angry. So she's like, but they publicly humiliated me and they destroyed my husband. What about me? What about me? I'm like, wait a second. By the way, they definitely did not destroy Sharif. I'll tell you who's destroying Sharif. Jen
Ew.
Shaw.
You are destroying Sharif's reputation. Shaw
is destroying him. So Heather's like, that's my whole point. You know, because she's trying to say, like, what they did was so bad. They can't even apologize for it because it's so bad. So then Heather now turns to Dana and she goes, you need to be very clear with your words right now. And the fact that you're making it about me and the way I worded it and the fact that Meredith came to my house to spread rumors. Not now, Whitney. Not now.
She's like, stop asking me about it because I've been very clear about how I feel about it. Dana, why are you so deeply invested, Dana? Why? I really want to know. And Angie K's like, well, you guys have got to lunch together, though. So now she's in the middle of it, Heather. Now she's in the middle. She put herself in the middle. And Angie K, after the day that you've had today, I would sit there and listen from her experience, Jen's experience, and from my experience, and maybe not take the opportunity to take a side swipe.
What? What was that about, Heather Gay? What? How is she going to... Angie K... And the worst thing that Angie K did today was she got really excited and she just started to act a little bit more like the host instead of the co-host. That's like the worst thing that she did. And now they're like, you need to sit and you need to listen and think about what you did. So Angie's like, there was no sideswipe. And Heather's like, well, if you're trying to understand, you have two ears and one mouth, which is so fucking patronizing. Angie goes, well, you know what? Your mouth is going like this and there's a whole lot of bullshit coming out of it. I was like, ooh, yes, Angie K, Angie K.
Now Angie has flipped and she's completely standing up for Jen for no reason. Well, so Heather's like, what bullshit? And she goes, this girl has continued a friendship with you, Heather. She goes, this girl has continued a friendship with me? Oh, I'm trying to understand your relationship because she threw your shoes off the yacht today. Okay?
Andrew's like, oh, that's right. Well, I've been a very good friend to Jen, and I don't know if I can say that you've been a good friend to her. Why are you guys battling into who is the best friend to this lunatic?
And Heather's like, it's surprising to me that someone who just annihilated Jen on a Sprinter van would suddenly be so concerned. Yeah, well, it's baffling to everyone else that you're still talking to a woman that called you Shrek publicly multiple times and has screwed you over every single season. What are you doing? What are any of you doing?
So then Angie's like, have you been a good friend to Jen? Have you been a good friend to Jen? And Heather goes, absolutely. I love her. I am ride or die, except for when I'm talking all that shit behind her back. And the deposits I've made in our friendship account should grant me a little grace, okay? I would hope that every single person at this table would give me the same grace, because I've given you, all of you, that same grace. Just like the grace I gave Meredith when I let her sit in a chair and tell me rumors about Lisa Barlow. Not now, Heather.
I mean, no, I gave her charcuterie.
It's charcuterie and you're not in this, Whitney. Okay, back down. And Lisa's like, can I say something? Because it's my turn to yell. I want to go to bed soon, but I still want to get paid for this episode. Okay? Yes. And don't roll your eyes, Jen. Okay? Because this conversation is not consistent with the conversation you and Whitney had in her hot tub. And then we see the clip of Jen saying, Heather's my friend 60% of the time, and I'm just supposed to take it. And I don't need friends like that. What about when I'm going there? And Lisa is telling us, you know, all I've heard is the past few weeks that Heather's not a good friend to Jen, and this is the perfect time to say it. So now Lisa is screaming and yelling and going, everyone here needs to be honest, because everyone's fake, and I'm lying and I'm trying to have fun, but it's not that fun when you're yelled at and yelled, and then you come to dinner and I'm upset. You came at me today, you came at me, and I'm your friend. And Jen just deadpan goes,
what are you talking about?
What did I do to you? What did I do to you? Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me right now? I left my husband, hot John Barlow, staring at a dishwasher for this bullshit. Are you kidding me right now? You shifted the whole mood for me today. And I'm sitting there saying, you're my friend. And you can't even say that. So Jen's
what
like,
are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
On the yacht, Jen. Are you kidding? Stop fucking lying, John.
And then Meredith, of course. You know, Meredith is more subtle about it, but she's also pulling her own storyline into it, because she keeps going, well, Jen's not in a great mental state.
Yeah.
I care about mental health. That's me, Meredith Marks, a mental health spokesperson.
To be so drunk that you don't even have a recollection of what happened. Oh, that is not good. Poor Jan Shaw. What's she gonna do?
So Dana's like, Jen, you went up to Lisa's face and you almost shoved her. She goes, I almost shoved her? Almost? Is that a crime now? Almost shoving someone? And then she goes, you did shove her. You were aggressive towards her. Dana's so nervous. She's like having trouble with sentence structure at this point.
She is. And she's forgetting that, like, she just needs to be authoritative. Just say you pushed her. So Lisa goes, Jen, I was trying to hug you and tell you I'm your friend. I was trying to, like, can I touch you? And I did nothing to you. And Jen goes, you guys are fucked up. No, we are not fucked up. You're mean. Jen Jostling. I am not mean.
You're mean.
That is the last fucking thing I am. That is the last fucking thing that I am. So Lisa tells us, John has a habit of deflecting. Trust me. If there was a class on being mean, like Mean 101, or like theoretically like History of Being Mean, a starter course at Fudge College, or like, I don't know, senior symposium on being mean with Professor Meanenstein. You know, it's like, yes, Lisa, we get it. Yeah, John would be the professor.
If there was a YouTube tutorial on being mean, Jen would be the professor of women's history of meanness. I said it.
Comparative literature, narratives of meanness in people by Professor
Jen
Shaw.
How to be mean to friends and influence meanness in people by Jen Shaw.
Introduction to Computer Science and Being Mean by Jen Shaw.
And so Jen's like, if you have an issue with anyone, it's if you have an issue with anyone, I don't even know. At this point, they're so bonkers.
She probably was saying that. If you have an issue with anyone. So Lisa's like, she's basically saying, like, you know, the dynamic changed. And because of this argument, now Jen is all down with Heather because she's basically saying that Jen has allied up with Heather because Jen's in a fight with Lisa right now. And Jen is like, well, you have an issue with anyone with an issue with this. You're right. It is a tricky line.
It's following this show sometimes. They're so ridiculous and none of it makes sense. They're just trying to go to bat. I'm telling you. They're like, let's give them enough footage that we can go. You know, no one wants to eat the spam or whatever.
Either way. So Lisa says, because Jen basically says, I don't have an issue with Heather. You have an issue with Heather. So then Lisa goes, that's not true. You're a liar. She goes, don't call me a liar. She's like, you're lying about that. She goes, don't call me a liar. I'm like, can we roll the footage of Jen blatantly lying on the boat about the shoes? Because I would love that.
And Lisa's like, you dumped champagne on her head today, and you humiliated her, and you treated me like shit today, too. And Jen's like, I'm sorry, Angie. Angie, I made a mistake, and I'm sorry. And also, you stood up for me right now for no reason, so it was a bad joke. I'm sorry, Angie. And she's like, thank you. I feel like you are sorry, Jen.
I feel like you are sorry. Because basically Jen's like, oh shit, now I need another ally. Okay, better make
hold
up.
Hold on, please. Blink. Just sent Electra another horse. All right. Well, Benny, let's get back to it.
So then Lisa's like, but where's my apology? And Jen's like, it was a bad joke. I'm sorry about the shoes, you know? And Angie's like, okay, thank you. Yes, I get it. So Lisa goes, hey, let's stay on task, okay? You had a lot to say about Heather in the hot tub at Whitney's house, okay? And Jen goes, yeah, and then I brought it up. I don't know what that means.
Because she's saying, okay, like, but it's not a secret, okay? I show up to choir and Angie's there and I'm like, okay, my feelings are hurt about that because we just found out Angie's husband did this horrible thing to me online and now Heather's just showing up with her at choir the next day or whatever. And so Heather changes it to, oh, wait, so your feelings were hurt that your enemy showed up with Whitney in a matching outfit. And Whitney's like, this has nothing to do with me, though. And Heather's like, but I'm just making sure that's what she means, Whitney, okay? It's just, no, but then why did you throw in Whitney? And she's like, because I want to be clear about what's going on, because I didn't know she was going to show up with Whitney in matching outfits. I didn't know that.
But you invited us. Stop dragging us into this. I was just setting a scene. Anyway, I did not realize Angie would be coming with someone who starts lies and rumors, such as Whitney. Hey, I'm just setting
a scene. In the same outfit. I love that Heather's making that the worst part. Like, they were wearing matching outfits. I'm sorry that you're so furious with Whitney. And so Whitney's like, yeah, but you knew we were coming because we both posted on social media about auditions. And Heather's like, yeah, well, I guess I didn't know they were going to show up with matching gloves and matching outfits and a routine that matched. So, I would have orchestrated it better where they didn't ruin the auditions for me. Because that really hurt my auditions.
Yeah, she's like, I mean, if it were me, if I had known they would be wearing sequins together, you know, I would have orchestrated that, like, maybe, you know, they wouldn't, Jen and she wouldn't have crossed paths, but they didn't tell me. So unfortunately, that's Whitney's fault. You know, if I had known, they wouldn't have been doing When the Scenes Go Marching In. They might have been doing, I don't know, Give My Regards to Broadway, but they never told me. So that's on them that they ruined my auditions.
So Jen's like, well, if you know that someone did something so fucked up and evil to my family, are you okay being friends with them? I mean, that's what I need to know, Heather. That's what I need to know. And she said, if they're accountable and they apologize and they promise to never wear a matching outfit with Whitney again, then yes. Yes.
They didn't apologize. And he goes, he didn't call you and apologize. And she goes, he called me because he got caught. Well, what can I do? I mean, are you not friends with Angie then? Are you not friends with Angie then? He's like, ma'am, I'm just the luau guy who did the pork. But actually, I am friends with her.
Are you not friends with Angie? I'm just here spinning an invisible record, ma'am. Who brought Kimmy?
Why is she spinning the why is she DJing the pig?
So, yeah, the pig's like, so Jen's like, you say you're ride or die, but that is not ride or die characteristics, period. And Heather's like, okay, what do you want me to do? And she screams, don't be friends with Angie Harrington. And she goes, okay, yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Okay, she's extremely wealthy, and you're not going to be here for very long. So sorry.
So Heather's Jen goes, well, she's a piece of shit. She goes, I don't think she's a piece of shit. I am ride or die for her as much as I am ride or die for you. What I'm trying to say is, when I say ride or die, it actually has very little meaning. So don't put too much faith in it, okay?
Or stop. You are not ride or die. You show up 60% and then you shit on my family. And she's like, oh yeah, and you've been 100% solid with me, Jen. Is that what you're saying? And she goes, absolutely. So Heather's like, you're giving me an ultimatum and that's not cool. And so then she's like, so then Angie is like, yeah, Heather. And
Angie's like, Jen, pour some more champagne in my head. I don't even care. It's what friends do for each other. So then Heather's like, and Jen's like, look, I just need to know where you stand, okay? Because the only people I know where they stand, the only person here who I know where they stand is Angie Katsunavis. And everyone's like, what? And Heather's like, Angie K, the same girl who you horribly poured champagne on her head and screamed at and threw her shoes in the ocean? Is there gluten in this pig? Because she's talking crazy.
You know what? If you want to acknowledge I'm your friend, you can. And if you don't want to, that's fine too. I'm going to go touch myself while John is still emptying the dishwasher. Okay?
Yeah. Bye, baby gorgeous. So Lisa starts walking off, and then Heather goes, you know what, Jen? No ultimatum. Let's just talk about this tomorrow. And Jen goes, no, I know. I need to know what category to put you in. Okay, are you a Heather Gay or are you a Lisa Barlow? And Lisa Barlow's like, hey, Lisa Barlow's pretty cool to be, okay?
And she goes, you've really perpetuated that fucking brand. And Heather goes, guess what? Then you can go find another Heather Gay. I'm out. And she walks off. And Jen's like, I'm out. I'm out. What about me being out? And she's yelling at everybody that she tried to put together a fucking trip. And then she, of course, looks at Meredith, which we knew was going to happen, and goes, and I invited this one because you said. Regarding Dana, yeah. And so Whitney's like, Meredith, I guess you're not the CEO of fun.
And Angie goes, you did the best that you could. Okay, I nominate Electra as the new CEO of fun.
Meredith,
do I get
goes,
a second?
I tried. Well, I guess I'll bring Jen her hair.
She's carrying her wig.
And I'll bring Brooksy his stack of rings and see if he can put them on a pole in the right order.
This show is fucking nuts.
It's wild. God. So funny. They are nutso. God, I love Salt Lake City. They really, like you said, they are just, it's the dinner theater of it all, but they do it. They show up and they
really try. They just don't give a fuck. And it's almost like they think half of it's going to be edited into a proper storyline. So they just keep giving them stuff. Yeah. But then they put it all in the episode. You know, nothing makes sense. And it's great. They don't remember who they're friends with from like 1 minute to the next.
Yeah. And they're just like deeply, deeply concerned with being seen as people who have each other's backs. So they just yell at each other about who has someone's back the most, which is what all of last season was. I never thought I could be so entertained by like the same argument over and over again. But it's just they just keep on finding good variations on it, you know?
They sure do. Well, everybody, thank you so much for being here with us. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. We'll have Winter House coming up later this week, and we will chat with you all later. Bye.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels. Dana C.
Dana Do. Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
You're never alone with Lacey Monteleone.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches
bitches.
And our super premium sponsors, the incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva. Erica 500 Days of Summers.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Undo your fasteners, it's Aaron Kastner.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.